Play-Doh Podcast, July 2012.
Hi, this is Sean Scott and welcome to the July 2012 edition of the Play-Doh Podcast. Now, we're just back from Ibiza and we are stacked to the rooftops with hot new music. On this month's show, we have music from Dusky and My Digital Enemy and Rob Marmot. There's also a Play-Doh Hot One. We've got a guest mix from Dalton and Trench recorded live at our last party at Bar Chameleon in Dunstable, and we chat to Graham Farmer. He's the man behind the online and mobile music magazine, Data Transmission. But before that, let's start with some music. This, to kick us off, is Will Monotone.
The Play-Doh Podcast.
Into this to press to impress anybody. I'm into this for my own heart and soul. A lot of people, after work, you gotta go home, you take a bath. A lot of people go home, you fuck your wife. A lot of people go home, you cut your grass. I go home and I fuck that motherfucking NPC all fucking night.
This is the Play-Doh Podcast.
Release probably 10% of the stuff I actually do. Just because I go home and turn it on and fuck with it doesn't mean I'm making a track for the next EP. It's just something I like to touch and feel. It feels good to me. You know, a lot of people ask me, I'm married, or how come you got all these women around you and all this? Nah, these are beautiful women that help me inspire myself. My bitches and my hoes is my NPCs. My SB-1200, my bass, my keyboard, them are my bitches, and them are my hoes. I turn them motherfuckers on at night, I turn them bitches off at night. Them bitches go out there and make my motherfucking money, I send them bitches over there to take care of my business, that's why I'm here. Them are my hoes.
Uh-huh.
Starting off this month's Play-Doh podcast, Will Monotone and Then My Hose. This is Sean Scott. You're listening to the July 2012 edition of the Play-Doh podcast. Usually at this point in the show, we invite on an artist or a label to have a chat. We're changing that slightly this month and inviting the man behind the hugely successful online electronic music magazine, Data Transmission, on. His name is Graham Farmer and we've got him on the phone right now. Graham, how are you?
Hello, mate. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, all good. How's things your end?
Hectic, mate. Hectic. It's been a Croatia for a hideout. We were in Ibiza a week before that for a party with Ibiza Rocks. Yeah, mental.
Okay, so the reason we got you on is because we're going to be teaming up with you next month at East Village in Shoreditch, which we're going to talk about in a bit. But for those that don't know, just give us a little background on how Data Transmission got started, where the idea came from, etc., etc.
I used to work for a client club called Terminals in London, and when that closed, me and the guy that owned Terminals set up the website, just kind of what to do next, you know. He went and set up Knock and Load Events, who does things like Southwest 4, and then we set up this together, basically as an online music portal. Basically.
I think the thing that stands out for me when I look at the website is there's no sort of, when you go into a lot of these sort of similar sites, you have to beat around the rubbish to find the information, whereas you're kind of strictly, you put the information out there and that's what you do well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then we don't really kind of, we just kind of cover everything. We don't really kind of niche it down. We just, every genre is covered and, you know, try and keep the, find the best of the best, really.
I was going to talk to you about genres. Is there kind of a focus on one specific?
No, we cover everybody. You know, this, on our podcast recently, we've had pretty much everyone across, you know, we had one month we had disco, the next week we have drum and bass, next week we have trance, next week we have dubstep, so it's quite, you know.
And do you have a team of people working for you that are kind of specialists on specific genres?
Yeah, there's sort of people tend to do different things, so it's quite cool.
How do you see the brand heading forward into sort of the later part of 2012? Is there anything further you want to achieve?
Yeah, we're just planning to extend now into different countries, so that's going to be quite hard work, but yeah, once we get there, it'll be good.
Okay, we're going to play the first song. You've chosen Flow Jam by Dusky. 10 out of 10 for this. Excellent choice. Any particular reason?
Just was big at a couple of our parties recently.
Okay, let's play this then. Dusky, Flow Jam on the Play-Doh podcast.
Listening to the Play-Doh podcast.
So that was Dusky and Flo Jam, the choice of Graham Farmer, who is the man behind Data Transmission, and we have him on the phone right now. So you've had a month off from East Village, but you're going to be back there next month, and you've invited us, Play-Doh, to come down and join you. It's the first time you've opened that room up to another party, right?
Yes, yes. So, well, we normally just reprogram it ourselves, but this time we kind of thought we'd bring it out to the next party.
Okay, why us? Why Play-Doh out of everyone out there?
Well, we went to all your other party and we thought it was good, so we, you know, we had a good time there and we just wanted to bring that sort of vibe to London.
That's good enough reason for me. Now, the lineup you're putting on downstairs is pretty special. Having looked back through all your old flyers, for me personally, it's the best thing you've done, I think. A Lower East Showcase, you're super excited for this, right?
Yeah. We just did a whole free feature with them recently, so it just sort of made sense to tie in and carry it on, you know.
And when you're programming the parties, how do you choose who you're going to have? Is it just a case of just sit down and have a meeting, or is it a case of people who've got tracks
kind of
out?
A few of us sit down just to see, you know, who we like on our site, who, you know, what podcasts we've had that have been good, and generally what we're feeling, what we think would work in that venue as well, because sometimes you have to pick the right music for the venue, you know.
Okay, well, listen, we're super excited about this. We can't wait for it. Just tell us what else you got going on this summer other than East Village.
We're just talking to somebody with Kerry Chandler in September, so hopefully that'll come off. But yeah, this is the focus at the moment. You know, Rebel played for us in June and he smashed it, so we had to get him back. And then obviously Lee Brinks is, you know, super good. So yeah,
I tell you what, if you can get Kerry Chandler, you're going to make me super jealous, because I've been trying to book that man for the last 5 years and I've had no luck so far.
So it's something somebody else we're going to be kind of in tied in with. So they're doing most of the booking, which is good. We're just kind of giving our say to it, you know. So right. Yes or no, you know.
And you did something at Sands in Ibiza as well this summer. How did that go?
It was good. Yeah, it was a good opening one. We're going to do some more stuff there. We're just sort of programming at the moment. But the last thing, the best thing we did at the moment was the Hideout Pool Party, Hideout Festival. If you didn't go to that, then you really did miss out, because it's an amazing festival in Croatia.
Well, listen, thanks for coming on. We're going to play another track to end. You've chosen the new Rebel track, which I believe is a bit of an exclusive. Other than the fact that he's going to be playing at the party, any other reason why you've chosen this?
Just kind of ties it in, you know. This Rebel track, it's on Lower East, you know, makes sense to push, you know.
All right, well, listen, Graham, thanks for coming on. We'll see you next month at East Village.
Cheers, mate, thank you.
This is the Play-Doh Podcast.
In this life, we'll be right back. this life. Cause in this life, cause in this life, when I'm low, I feel inside.
Once again, thanks to Graham Farmer from Data Transmission for taking some time out of a busy summer schedule and having a chat with us. Sounds like it's pretty hectic at the DT camp right now, so we do really appreciate that. Still to come on the podcast, this month's Play-Doh Hot 1 and that guest mix we promised from Dalton and Trench, recorded live at Bar Chameleon back in May at our last party. Back to the music now, though. I first heard this in Ibiza about 3 years ago, and it's only just seen the light of day. Last month, it came out on Afrojack's War Recordings. This is My Digital Enemy and Rob Marmer, an African drop on the Play-Doh podcast. We'll be right back.
Bordo.
Yeah.
Oscarito Bada.
Yeah.
Brigadonta. Yeah. Yeah. Brigadonta. Pulo, 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 pulo. Ora cacciamo tu con punta, vita.
Yeah.
Hot One.
Okay, it's time for a Play-Doh Hot One. This is the track that we believe is doing the most damage on the dance floors up and down the country and around the world. It comes from Bristol's Julio Bashmore. He can't seem to do any wrong right now, can he? I heard this numerous times in Ibiza earlier this month, but the moment that really stood out for me personally was when a certain Mr. Steve Lawler dropped it at the launch of his new Viva Warriors party at Sankey's. It's available now on Beatport, and it comes from the one and only Julio Bashmore, and it's Al Cervé.
Play-Doh Hot One.
So that was this month's Play-Doh Hot One from Julio Bashmore. It's called Al Survey. Right then, are you ready for some Play-Doh news? There's a fair bit going on to tell you about. Firstly, thank you to everyone that made the trip to Ibiza earlier this month for Play-Doh in Ibiza. We had a lot of fun out there and we hope you did too. A particular highlight for me was the Play-Doh boat party. We didn't quite get the textbook sunset that we had hoped for, but I dropped a rather special edit of Man With A Red Face and it was quite a moment watching the sun go down and playing this. So thank you to everyone that came down and thank you to those specifically on that boat that night. It was rather special. Heading forward into August, we're going to be going down to Shoreditch in London. Data Transmission, as you may have heard earlier, have invited us to look after the upstairs room at the next instalment of their monthly residency at East Village. Graham from Data Transmission said it's the first time they've ever opened up the room to another party, so we're all feeling rather honoured here at Play-Doh HQ. Graham, we thank you. We've got Scott Kemp, Mark Joseph and Adaptive Survive on the bill, whilst downstairs Data Transmission have a Lower East showcase with Lee Brinks, Rebel and Johnny Mikes. Going to be incredible. Tickets are available now from the Data Transmission website and also from Resident Advisor as well. It is going to be a special night, so do try and make sure you are involved. Heading over to Play-Doh Records, it's been a busy couple of months. Since we launched back in the spring, we've now got two releases under our belt. The first from Adapt to Survive, It's Something and Greed, which was put out back at the start of spring. Thanks to everyone that's brought and downloaded that. Most recently, the release came from Finn Callum, based in Edinburgh. We found him online. We liked his music. We hunted him down and we signed a track. Remixes come courtesy of Adapt to Survive and Jamie Trench, and it's available for download on Beatport now.
Now the guest mix.
Right, let's get into this month's guest mix. Back in May, we invited Thornton and Trench to play for us at our last party at Bar Chameleon in Dunstable. They warmed up the room just perfectly for Miguel Campbell, who followed. And we recorded their set, so let's hear some of it. 15 minutes live from Thornton and Trench at our last party at Bar Chameleon in Dunstable.
The guest mix.
Old fake gangsta MCs talking about how you gonna pop something, knowing when you ain't nothing but a chump for real. Let me put it this way. I'm smacking all bammers in 94 talking all that funk stuff. All that love. Visiting all them sorry radio stations in 94 with my road dogs, and that's right, y'all getting hijacked. We're gonna have to have y'all tied up somewhere off to the side. We take over the airwaves and play bumping tracks like this. You wanna hear some of that I'm in love, puppy love stuff. Because ain't nothing but hardcore hip-hop and show no funk coming up off them turntables. Classic. Yes.
You're listening to the guest mix on the July 2012 edition of the Play-Doh podcast. This month, from Dalton and Trench.
Play-Doh Podcast.
Super hot, we're sure you'll agree. That was this month's guest mix from Dalton and Trench, recorded live at our last party at Bar Chameleon in Dunstable back in May.
The Play-Doh Classic.
But that is pretty much it for this month. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading the podcast. Don't forget you can subscribe to it on iTunes and then it will appear in your inbox each and every month. Nick Dubs will be here next month with the August edition of the Play-Doh podcast. But before I go, I'm going to leave you with a classic. Many people say this was the first ever techno record. I'll leave you to make your mind up on that. It is Inner City and Big Fun. Till next time, see ya.
The Play-Doh Classic. That was the Play-Doh podcast. Check out Play-Doh.com for the latest Play-Doh updates.